It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. Nice to have you back again here for a Saturday, and what a week. Goodness gracious, with the weather, and we're not done yet. There's more coming. Nice to have you with us for another Saturday. Tim Hughes in the studios at Broadcast House in downtown Salt Lake City, right at Triad Center. And the snow finally. Now, a reminder, we record this program on Thursday in preparation for your enjoyment, hopefully, here on Saturday mornings. But the snow has just barely let up after another crazy morning and a tough day of driving. Navin Opskis is back with me this morning up in Kaysville. What's your neighborhood look like?
It's lovely, Tim. The sun just came out, and there's lots of snow, and I got some shoveling, which I actually enjoy. I know people complain about shoveling, but for some reason, I really enjoy shoveling.
Well, that's a good form of exercise, I guess, if you do it
safely. Right. We were going skiing, but it was 1 degree, and we're going to ski tomorrow. Yeah.
Becky's planning on connecting with you. I might, too, if it works out that I can sneak out at a decent time, but plenty of snow to play on, man. This is a big reversal of fortunes for our resorts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a godsend for sure. I only have 9 days in, which isn't very many. For some people, that's a lot. But it's first week of January, and I only have 9 days. So I'm going to really build up now. We're going to knock it out. We got plenty of good base.
Yeah. And we skied together last weekend up in Park City. There were still some struggles, and we'd make a couple of turns or get off of a lift and find that there were still ropes up in some places. So hopefully all of this good fortune will change that, not just up there in the Wasatch Back, but everywhere. I was just looking at some of the totals, and again, this is as of Thursday morning, but a 24-hour total for Solitude, 16, Alta, 14, Powder Mountain, 14, Brighton, 13, Snow Basin, 12, 11, where's the 11? Snowbird, Sundance, 10, Park City, 9. So this storm, unlike the last couple that kind of missed the Wasatch Back, seems to be spreading it around pretty evenly.
Yeah, this is definitely the better snow for us. And, you know, today's airing Saturday, so tonight we have lots more coming, so yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, not so fun to be driving in, however, and so be careful if you're headed out and about. But the other thing is make sure that you have everything you need as far as emergency supplies go in your car if you are going to head out. We had some people that got stuck up by Brian Head this week and had to be rescued. They got stuck in a snowbank. And when the search and rescue crews got to them, they took them to Brian Head Resort just to thaw out a little bit. But always a good idea to have good stuff.
The most important thing I put in the car is a candle, a blanket, peanut butter, a jar of peanut butter, and chocolate bars.
Well, water.
Water, yeah.
Need a lot of water to carry you through more than you need some of that food.
A candle will keep your, you know, the cab of the car above freezing.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a lot of fishing today. People might find that a little bit of a surprise just because here we are in the middle of January, but you've got fish bites for us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll look forward to that coming up to wrap up hour number one in the next half hour. Also going to be checking in with Cam Phillips up at Strawberry Bay Reservoir. I reached out to Paul, and he had a meeting at the time we were going to set to record. But Cam, his son, is going to join us. I'm kind of curious about ice conditions. I don't know whether you've had any intel on any of that yet or not.
Oh, yeah. Strawberry's fishing great, and the ice is plenty thick. So you're golden if you're going to go there.
We'll not only take the opportunity to talk about current conditions at Strawberry, but maybe also talk about fishing safely on the ice. I'm curious because Cam and, you know, that entire family up there, John and Paul and their wives and kids, see it every day. It will be interesting, I think, just to find out maybe what the top two or three mistakes people make when they head out onto the ice to fish are so that we can help people avoid that. We had a lot of poaching incidences, not just a big game this past year, but also fishing, and they're just getting done tallying all of those numbers. Captain Chad Betteridge will join us from the Division of Wildlife Resources at the top of the next hour, and we'll run through some of those numbers. A lot of them you just end up shaking your head at from the stupidity on some people's part. And you always, every time we come up with one of these stories, you always advocate for stronger penalties in the case of poaching.
Well, I don't understand fish poaching at all because I'm a catch-and-release fisherman. I just want a photo. And I'll talk about that during fish bites. Yeah, I don't really understand why people want to kill these fish and, you know, and pretty much freezer burn them in their refrigerators.
Yeah. We'll talk in just a second about some of those catch-and-release records that were set this year in the state of Utah. Then we'll shift gears and talk snow, both with Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge, because I'm sure they just got dumped on as well up there in the Christmas Meadows area there on the other side of Mirror Lake Highway. And Jared Winkler will join us from Brighton Resort. We haven't checked in with him since the beginning of the season, but they introduced a new lift. The media was up there for a ribbon cutting, I think, first or second week of December.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And they were pretty excited about that one. That'll get more people up the mountain faster. And so we'll find out what the conditions are like and some of what's been going on up at Brighton Resort. Now to those records that were set as far as fishing goes in 2023. I think you'll like some of this. There's a new catch and release record in the state for Bonneville Cutties. Clint Thurgood, I think was his name, back in June at Lost Creek State Park. This one was 25 5/8 inches long.
And yeah, that's completely believable because that resource there, Lost Creek, has wonderfully large cuts. And there are plenty in there, and they feed on the chub populations, which are healthy there. So that is a place to get a big cut if you want a big cut.
It looks like a beautiful fish. The middle part of the fish's tail is missing. So another fish or something took a big chomp out of the back fin. The tail fin of that particular fish, but there's a great picture of it if you want to see it on our Facebook page at KSL Outdoors Radio. A black bullhead catch and release record set by Trevor Houston, also in June, interestingly enough, at Gunlock Reservoir. That one, 16 1/2 inches.
Fun. How old is he?
Does not say.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's great. You got his name in the books.
Yeah. Spearfishing records. This is something they just started up not that long ago.
Right.
There was a striped bass spearfishing record that was set by Shelby Pearson in May at Lake Powell. I guess that makes sense. It was 41 1/8 inches long, weighed 24 pounds and 6 ounces, and was 22, almost 23 inches around. That'd give you a fight for the day, wouldn't it?
Oh, that would be fun. I haven't done freshwater spearfishing, but now that it's legal, Lake Powell is the place. That sounds a lot of fun to me.
Have you done it in the ocean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have a Hawaiian sling, Tim. I've had one for years. The boys both have them, too. We get dinner every night in Hawaii.
All right. And what kinds of fish did you bring back with you?
Pretty ones.
Okay.
Well, when I'm in the ocean, I really don't know what they are. I mean, jacks, triggers, something, but they're definitely tasty. Gail fried them up.
There you go. That's all you need to know. And one more spearfishing record I just want to throw in here as we wrap up this segment. Yellow perch was set by Stephen Godfredson on November 1st at Deer Creek State Park. That fish, 12 inches long, weighed 15 ounces, and had an 8-inch girth. I'm just wondering about being out there spearfishing the 1st of November at Deer Creek. That couldn't have been...
No, he didn't spearfish a perch, did he? It was an ice fishing thing, wasn't it?
No, this is a spearfishing record.
Wow.
Yeah. And to do it the first week in November, that'd be a cold little dip, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so anyway, those are available if you want to look them over on our Facebook page. Again, KSL Outdoors Radio. We'll take a break. When we come back, I have a call out. The other fishing related item that I was hoping for today was Nate Zielinski, who joins us every year about this time. The ice addiction folks at Tightline Outdoors have another ice fishing event coming up January 20th at Steinecker. I'll keep my fingers crossed we make that connection. If we don't, we'll get some news of the week, but we'll see if we can connect with him here. Let's take a break. When we come back, more of KSL Outdoors Radio. Stay right there.